You are now entering the prism.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of Chill Prism Podcast. I'm your host, Ben. We are joined with Russell and Irk.
It's me. I'm Irk.
I'm also Russell.
Weird Al Yankovic implies the existence of a regular Al Yankovic. We will find you. So do you have any topics for us?
I have a mouse in my house. My wife woke me up at 2:30 this morning and said she could hear something.
He was just chilling right by her head, wasn't he?
Yep.
Thank you.
It's better than your goucher.
Oh, before we crack into those, I have a surprise from Ohio.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That looks amazing. Listener,
this
being
is
greeted with a trident in green flame.
It says pickle on it.
Yeah. No. Oh, you got to fix
what
this.
What are you trying to do,
Mike?
Trying to not.
Trying to clean up your die-die.
How's that? Is that better?
Am I picking up
on him? It's not better.
It's not better at all.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Everything sucks.
It says Wicked Pickle, spicy pickle flavored whiskey. We got a 35.
We are only drinking a shot of this each and I'm throwing it away.
No, I'll take it.
I'll keep it.
Have you tried it?
No, it's unopened.
Wait, you'll keep it or
you're
going
to
throw
it
away?
So what if you like it a lot?
So this is the thing. I might like it a lot and I may just need to drink. And that may just be the only thing in my house.
I don't think... You know what? You're a grown-ass man.
Don't enable me. Just because Eric wasn't here for the last show doesn't mean you can just go back.
I can't back it up. Well, you know what? I'll enjoy a shot of that.
This looks fucking horrible.
I think that'll be the perfect thing to rinse on our next drink. Why is it spicy, though?
I don't know. I didn't even realize
Never
that
had
until
a
you read it.
It said spicy it pickle?
There was a flame logo on it.
I didn't fucking... I saw pickle, and it was in the whiskey section.
And you need it in your mouth.
Yeah. So we... My wife's aunt and uncle took us to the country's largest liquor store.
You're a country.
It's called, like, the... it's Party Express or something like that. So imagine like a small
I'm so sorry.
you got to do it like a shot. Imagine like a small liquor store. No. Imagine you ever been to Piedmont?
Yeah.
You know William? No. Imagine a neighborhood Walmart.
Okay. Dude, it smells like that. What is it called? That brand of chips, like Vic. Is it Vicks? Vickies?
Vickies.
Vickies?
Yeah, the
Oh, that is pickly.
Time to get it a little
No, so
out.
So imagine a neighborhood Walmart.
I don't know about this one.
It is exactly what you think it would smell like.
It smells horrible. So this liquor store, it's in Cincinnati. It's the size of a neighborhood Walmart, right? And that's just liquor, beer, and wine. And then there's party supplies, like a dollar store, Dollar Tree square footage of party supplies also. It's basically just a liquor store, and they have so much fucking shit there.
That's awesome.
And this is what I got.
We all need to go to Sam's Wholesale. Have you guys been there yet?
Yeah, everybody's been to Sam's.
You know what? You're not invited then.
I have a membership. What do you mean I'm not invited?
You're not invited to Sam's Club.
Sam's Wholesale Liquor.
No girls allowed.
Sam's Wholesale Liquor?
Yeah, Wholesale Liquor.
It's a
liquor warehouse. We have like four liquor warehouses just in OKC.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing. It's probably why you're still with us.
Yeah, because my liver is already so fucking gone.
I'm pretty sure that your liver is being harvested by aliens to become a kyber crystal.
You know what's funny?
For a lightsaber.
When we started this podcast, before the Eric times, Like when we first came up with the idea of the podcast
in the dark times,
and we talked about the new brew review, I was like, you know what? That's healthy because it'll just be like, that's just when I'll drink. And that'll just be my drinking for the week.
Nope.
Dude, I've gone like 6 months of having a drink every day. Except for this past week when I went on vacation for a funeral.
Yeah. Oh, God. I wish
glad
I were
back.
So close.
It always smells the same, dude.
I feel like the quality of air...
It's about to smell like spicy pickles.
I feel like the air quality has been so much better since you've been gone.
Yeah, you've been able to breathe. It's like I thought I had asthma, and then like you were gone for like 5 days, and I could... It's like my lungs were clear. My COPD just disappeared.
Oh, man. It's insane.
Speaking of getting copped...
Yeah, no. All right, you guys ready to... You guys ready to suck this pickle?
Give it that sloppy toppy.
I'm not. I'm going to actually open this.
Yeah, my preparation is a chaser.
Is this a twist?
Yeah, it's a twist up.
Okay, we should sip the first bit
no.
so that we can explore it and then just slam
no.
the rest.
No.
You're just going
to
slam it?
You have to. It's an agreement that I came to with myself and you are included.
You're just going
to
impose it upon everyone
yeah.
else?
Oh, ready? Jesus Christ. I'm going to fucking vomit.
Yeah,
right
let's just
don't
this.
Don't smell it.
We've already smelled it. We're there. We're already there. It had zero vinegar.
Ugh.
That's like a pickle farted around it, but it doesn't taste vinegary.
It actually wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. It was not. It wasn't good. It
see,
wasn't
what good. I was afraid... No, it wasn't good, but what I was afraid of was pickle and whiskey. You know what I mean? And I just tasted straight up spicy pickle.
I just tasted whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The
aftertaste
I already
is
spicy
where I get the
pickle.
Pickle.
I had 3 shots of Gentleman Jack before you guys came over.
Jesus. God.
Remember okay. last week, remember 3 weeks ago when you were over and I said I had issues? They haven't resolved themselves in 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I did go quite a lot of time without drinking. And you should be proud of me so that I can be proud of me. Because
I am proud of you. You don't
because,
need my permission to be proud of yourself.
But I seek... other people's
validation.
That's the word that my therapist said. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. And
ladies
no
and gentlemen,
one has joined our Patreon. Damn it. Get your shit together.
Ducky
his life depends on it.
Ducky doesn't know what it is. I have tried to explain it to her.
She's like Patreon is.
She's like granny tech like I
yeah,
was today
well,
at work.
That was fucking he's sitting there trying to work his iPad. And I don't fucking do Apple.
Yeah, we both don't do Apple.
And so we're just like bumble fucking our way through this thing trying to figure out how to use the iPad. It was a bad day, dude.
I'm going through all like the back settings. This took me an hour and a half of my work day. I get paid way too
yeah,
damn much
was...
to be farting around on an iPad.
Speaking of work day, I was obscenely pissed off this morning.
Why?
So one, I come in and I try to get on the computer to let you know I'm there.
Right.
I log in. It lets me log in. No internet access. I'm like, God damn it. Did another Russell T. Dickerson get fired?
Russell T. Dickerson?
Because that happened one time and they killed my login instead of somebody else's. Anyway, but then I get a prompt that I need to change my password. So I'm like, okay. So I go through and I change my password and it just re-prompts me to change my password. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? 20 minutes.
Just battling this
yeah.
this one beast.
That's why it took so long for me to... I don't know if you saw the timestamp. It took like 20 minutes. Usually it's like 6:01.
This was a perfect storm. Normally I do see it as I'm getting things set up in the morning, but this morning I didn't even go to our morning meeting. I went immediately to the bathroom. I clocked in and I informed the other supervisors that I would not attend. Go ahead and start without me.
Just nice. Had the shits.
I had violent shits. And it felt like so aggressive, like it was going to be a session where I'm sitting there for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was done within three. I had to sit there for insurance for another 2 minutes because I thought I was going to stand up. Because it can't hurt and feel that bad unless there's a battle brewing. And it was just, that was it. That was it.
The worst.
It was one little three-round burst, and then it was done.
And anyway, so I get at 20 minutes goes by. I ended up, what I had to do is I just had to hard restart my computer so it'd prompt me in the login screen. Changed it, let you know. I look at like the report tracker thing, see what's all been done, and I'm like, okay, sweet. And I'm like, you know what? It's really nice of them that they got. I was gone for the first 3 days this week, so I was like, I was really happy. I felt very. Very taken care of because I was like, they picked up my Slack cute. That I left for them. Right. It was really nice of them. I was gone for a funeral. Everything seemed very, I was so happy. So I was like, I'm going to go over to their building and get the rundown on what happened while I was gone. And I leave my building and
I radio
and Ben radios me, hey, can you give me a call? And I'm like, well, I'm heading over to your building right now. Is that all cool? Is that cool? Which normally I don't ask if it's cool. I just go, hey, this is what I'm doing. Bye, fucker. But I was just feeling generous. And he goes, actually, no, it's not cool. I need you to go back to your station and call me. I'm like, sweet. So I'm getting fired. So I call him and he goes, hey, we didn't do any of your shit while you were gone. I'm like, but today's the deadline, motherfucker. No,
it is the deadline. Oh my goodness. Our associate left his keys at work on one of those days, on one of the crunch days. This is crunch time, we have shit to do.
Yeah.
He left his key at home, so he had no access to his computer. I don't have a key to his desk because someone fucked with my radio. They fucked with my key.
Okay. So I found this out as I was in my side time when I'm making magic on Excel. I picked up a hobby where, you know, that gold star bit that you gave me?
Yeah.
I flattened it to see if I could create a lever for a lockpick. Just to see. It works on the drawer of my desk. Just that. I found that out just like within the last 5 minutes of work. So I'm going to make you one for his desk.
I need one desperately because I couldn't get into yours. I couldn't get into his. He had no access to his computer and he needs that for... They both need their computers
Dude,
for their
I
work.
You literally just pull the drawer open.
And that's what I ended up having to do.
Okay.
Like I did that today. Like he didn't have his key again today. He had the last half of his key set.
Does he keep...
I gave him a carabiner so that he wouldn't lose his key. And then...
And he still manages
to lose
his
day,
key.
He loses half of the keys. So I'm like, this is progress.
We're half the key.
And I think we round up in America, so...
Hold on.
And so I'm just
confused.
Go over to his desk and I just pull his drawer.
All right. Let me clear the air here.
Yes.
Key as in like metal key.
No. Calf of his key set.
He has two keys to get into his desk.
Gotcha.
They're both required to get into the top and the lower portion.
Which apparently they're not. Because so like when I made this shim thing, if you look at the key for the drawer, both sides of the key have teeth on them.
Correct. Yes.
So I never even tried picking that. Like, I've never actually picked a lock successfully. I was like, but I watch Lockpicking Lawyer all the time, and I'm like, I want to fucking do it. So a couple weeks ago, whenever you gave me that thing, I was like, I'm going to, you know what? It's like, I have like 10 minutes left. I literally have nothing to do. It was a Friday. So I filed that thing down on a grinder to make the lever, and then I had a couple paper clips that I was going to try to use for the pins. But I didn't try it on that drawer because... I don't have fucking something that'll have something to push on both
won't hit
sets
both
of pins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, today I'm just fucking around it's literally like 2:13. I just closed everything up and I'm like, you know what? Let me try it. I stick the lever, just the flat thing into the thing. And I go, and it just unlocks. I'm like, This is very insecure. And I look at the keys. All the teeth on the keys are evenly spaced and are also the same level.
So it's just a key to look like a key.
Yeah.
But it's not actually a key.
Like the fucking pins, they all go to the exact same spot when the key's in.
Right.
Wow. It's amazing.
Quality.
I'm ordering a lockpick set right now.
So anyhow, he doesn't have the other half of his key, so I resort to just pulling over because I'm done dealing with this problem. Like, we spent way too much time looking for keys, and I'm just like,
yeah, you got shit to do.
And then I just go right in front of him. He, like, his face opens up. He's like, so that's just not fucking secure. And he's like, yeah, I know.
I've done it on that. I thought I showed you guys that. That's why I put mine in the door.
He just leaves his phone in there. I know he puts his phone in there. And I'll, like, walk around, and I'll see him on his phone, and he'll, like, close it, and he'll, like, look up. And he's like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think it was that realization that anyone could literally just find his phone, mm-hmm. even if it's locked. I think that's what startled him the most.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. It's just a set of 24 keys. They're all utility keys.
Huh. So, like, a janitor got fired and stole his set?
Right. There's a, let me see, John Deere, Toyota, Yanmar, Heister, Caterpillar, Lull, Volvo, Case, Multiquip, Skytrek, Bobcat, Hybrid, Massey Ferguson, Snorkel, JLG, JLG, Upright, New Holland, Skyjack, Genie, Snorkel, Genie, Caterpillar, Toyota.
I know an uncomfortable amount of those, except for Snorkel. Yeah. Why is Snorkel on there so many
times? Remember that spoof on the Smurfs? That they were all underwater, but they were Smurfs?
Right.
What are they called? Snogs?
I don't know.
That's a euphemism for something.
The fuck
snog.
Are you talking about?
I'll fucking find it. Hold on.
Yeah, they have straw heads or something like that.
Underwater Smurfs.
Oh, good.
Snorks.
That's what I thought. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
It's a key to their heart. The Snorks.
Yes.
I've never seen a full episode of that, but I used to like catch a little bit after the Smurfs. That's where I was on 9/11.
Yeah, you used to play the right Smurfs. After the Smurfs?
Yeah. Watching the Smurfs. Then my dad took the remote and changed the channel, and I just saw people dying.
He just crying.
Yeah. Up to that point, I'd never seen my dad cry. I'm sitting at the foot of his bed. He's getting ready for work. I'm just waiting for him to take me to my babysitter. And the fucking home phone rings. And so he picks
sprints
it up
to the room.
And I'm not really paying attention. I'm just watching the Smurfs, and Gargamel's whipping his dick out, and my dad just takes the remote, changes the channel, and I'm just watching random people jump out of this building. I'm like, Dad, this is not the Smurfs. What are we doing here?
Go back to the man taking his dick out.
Never forget that day. Because I missed that. I haven't seen that episode of Smurfs since.
Does it evoke like a emotional response?
Yeah, a very, very hard erection.
Nice. I'll drink to that. So the drink that we're partaking in is a Cayman Jack margarita. I'm pretty confident we've had this before. Pretty tasty. It's a little too sweet for my liking, but damn it. Caretaker purchased it for me, and I'm going to drink
it. It's not half bad.
I think we drank these when we were working on the bike.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of.
Yeah, I thought about asking you yesterday, but I was in the middle of my show.
You're watching your programs?
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'm still not done. I didn't know I was going to last that long. I finished the whole show yesterday. Called F-Boy Island on HBO.
Like, are you, bleeping, that. Are you bleeping yourself, or is that
no,
what
that's
it says?
What it's called
F-Boy Island.
Okay. How do they spell boy?
B-O-I.
Like gentlemen.
I'd prefer an eye, but...
I can give you something that looks like an eye.
You need to see a physician.
It's just got a weird neck.
You have a ghost shaft until it gets to the head.
It's a fucking Rayman.
Yeah. Is that what Rayman's dick looks like? It's just a head. It's just a head that floats off of his pelvis.
He doesn't have a shaft.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a head that floats off of his pelvis.
Yeah, it's just the head without the shaft.
That makes perfect sense.
Because he has no limbs. He just has the parts that end in, that the limbs end in.
That's amazing.
Nubs of a limb.
Watch it. He just has an enormous penis. It's just like 3 feet ahead of him.
He's like he's a got dot. The thickest shaft. That's where all the width of his arms and legs went.
Gross.
Or he is just a penis.
Where did the rabbits come from? That always didn't... I didn't understand. Because the game was fine.
I'm pretty sure that they just tried to like make a... their own version of the Minions.
No, this was well before the Minions.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
It was.
Oh, I think that was their stab at it, though. They were trying to find something cute and iconic. And,
I only played one of the games.
Yeah, like back in N64 is the last time I had interest in it.
Despicable Me came out in 2010.
Yeah. Okay, 2010.
Okay. Rabbids.
Diss Me 2010. Okay, so it's a pretty severe gap. Mm. So they're the precursor to the Minions, but just more annoying.
Well, because I liked the original Rayman game.
I was bad at it.
Of course.
But it was fun.
What was the original one called?
Rayman.
Just there was one on the PS2.
I had the first one on the PS1.
I think I played.
I think I remember Rayman Legends or something like that.
Yeah. I played one of them. I don't remember which one it was.
I have no intimate emotional connection with that series.
This is like 20 years ago.
I do have an intimate emotional connection with a game called Legend of the Dragoon, and I've only played like, it feels like 4 seconds of it. I don't know why I do. I don't know why I love it so fondly, but I love that game and that. And
I also like Spyro.
Spyro is cool.
You know what I've been doing recently is been getting a whole bunch of PS2 games that I've never, that I always wanted to play when I was a kid, but I never did.
Are you emulating or are you?
No.
Oh, you have a PS2?
There's a bunch of places around here that sell like good PS2 games.
Yeah.
So me and my friends will go shopping on the weekends and try to find like rare ones.
Does PS5 go back that far? Or do you don't have a PS5, do you?
No.
No one has a PS5. No.
I have 6 of them.
That's right. I forgot.
I have all 6 that they made.
I have a PS2. I have 2 PS2s and a PS1. If I duct tape them together, yeah, my basic arithmetic has taught me anything.
I didn't even have a good new Xbox for the last generation. I had that 1S, so I can't talk.
Isn't that an advanced model?
No, it's a small model. It's like the Slim for the PlayStation 3.
That's a better one, right?
No,
it's
so
optimized.
It had 4K upscaling versus actual 4K. So it would pretend it was 4K. It's not actually good graphics. It's only 500 gigabytes versus the 2 terabytes you could get with the X, which came out at the same time.
What was the original then?
Just the Xbox One.
Yeah. So and you have the Xbox One, then you have the Xbox One S. Does it not have the same specs as the One? Just that it's smaller case?
It's the same specs as the One. It's the same case. It's white. It comes with Minecraft, and it has 4K upscaling, which is not actual 4K.
Okay.
It just makes it the same size as the screen if you're on a 4K TV.
Are we talking out of our ass on the 4K upscaling?
Yeah, but it's not. Okay. I do know for a fact it's not 4K.
It's not true 4K, but it makes the games prettier if you have a 4K TV.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
I think it has to do with the frame rates.
I don't fucking know. I don't know shit about it.
Yeah. All I know is the X was so much better and it was black.
Right.
And the S is white, which is worse.
Yes.
I'm only one wearing a white shirt. Damn it.
I have a good Thanksgiving story. You want to hear it?
No.
Yeah.
I have a good Thanksgiving story, too.
All right.
I don't. I was driving the whole day.
Yeah, Eric, lay it on us.
Lay on me.
Oh, my.
So we had, I had some family members come over, and we played this game called Relative.
Place?
Yes, to my place.
Nice.
We played this game called Relative Insanity. Relative Insanity is it's just Cards Against Humanity, but it's all the prompts are relative themed.
Like family members?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
So it, like an example will be like, at my sister's wedding, my uncle leaned over and said to me, and then, you know, it still has some bangers in there. It's not quite, you know, Cards Against Humanity level, but it's still got some good levels. And my, I think she's either like 89 or 90. She's older.
Gotcha.
My grandma, she was with us, and she almost won.
her sense of humor was just...
Yeah, it was really funny to see this, like, just... I mean, she's the sweetest woman you'll ever meet in your life.
But she's laying down some, like, raunchy Yu-Gi-Oh! Trap down. Cards.
some, like, Exodia trap cards, whatever you want to call it. But yeah. It is so funny to listen to her, 90 years old, being like, at my sister's wedding, my uncle leaned over to me and said, damn, she sure does have a fat ass.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. She's a good sport. She read the card out.
She's a great sport.
That's what I'm talking about.
She almost whooped all of our asses, but
it's amazing.
So I gave Russell panic attack at 8 o'clock.
8:30
in the morning yesterday.
Okay.
Not only, still... no, because I noticed today, 5 minutes prior, you sent me a message on our work chat. Contact me at your earliest convenience.
Yes.
So you weren't even trying to lay anything on me. Well, if you thought I was supposed to be at work yesterday. Apparently.
Yes. I had the complete.
Was today your first day back at work?
Yes. Yes. But okay. I had thought
It was yesterday.
That it was yesterday. Yesterday he was supposed to report back.
Got it.
And he just wasn't there. And I was like, holy crap, did you just get a no-call, no-show?
Yeah, my wife gets a new job and I just fuck off.
Yeah. Does it work the same for your department as it did for mine?
Yes. Everyone, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. They don't position. Treat you very well if you no-call, no-show.
Yeah.
You get the bone.
They should be able to bury you in their own cocks.
So early in the morning, our little trio team, we might exchange a few weird memes before the shift starts, you know, a little back and forth on a Facebook Messenger. And Russell had participated in the Ranger games morning. So you're like, okay, he's awake. And with my preconceived notion of him being there, you know, I just believe with all of my heart that he's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that fucking Dragon Tales show? Anyway.
Dragon Tales?
Yeah, I wished upon the stone. And
oh, okay. So...
And then
I just responded once to something at 5:47 a.m.
Yeah, so like we were like, he's awake at this time. We were both, me and the other associate, were like, he's going to be here. We expect him to be here. All the evidence that I had fabricated in my own head happened to line up with evidence in real life. And then it was corroborated by the other associate. And we all believe that you were there.
What?
And he just
what was
wasn't
the evidence?
There.
That I was supposed to be there, that I had said that I was going to be there on Wednesday.
What psychopath is going to be awake at 5:30, 5:45?
One that's
on their day off.
One that's used to being awake.
Yeah, one that has to do it every day.
And just
fucking psychopath
for fucking 24 hours straight.
You know what you do when you drive for 24 hours straight?
Kill yourself.
You go to sleep.
Dude,
the big sleep.
I understand how hard that shit is. I slept in the studio that night. That's why I couldn't sleep, because these mattresses are fucking uncomfortable.
So, anyway, I assume that he's there at work. Mm-hmm. I call him at 8:30 because he's not responding to the radio. He's not responding to my messages. And I'm like... is he okay? And I call him, and then all of a sudden, like, I hear him waking up when I know he was awake 3.5 hours previous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so are you at work? I just assumed that he, like, fell asleep in his car or something and never clocked in.
oh shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, I don't have work today. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Just hang up.
That's okay. Okay. I know why I was away.
Okay, so my sister-in-law flew to Cincinnati. She lives in Dallas. She flew there. She rode back with her parents who live in Piedmont. And so me and my wife, contingent on how my wife was feeling, because since I was sick last week, I got my wife sick on this trip. Contingent on how she was feeling, one of us was going to take my sister-in-law back to Dallas or halfway there that right. morning. And we'll call her Janine. That's a good name. We're not going to call her anything. My sister-in-law asked if I could get to her by 6 in Piedmont and get her down there to basically the border of the two states for her husband to pick her up there. So that's why I was awake. I didn't end up going because my wife, she felt really good that day. So that's why I was awake. I had an alarm set for 5.
Gotcha.
30.
Okay. Ish. So that makes a hell of a lot more sense. Yeah.
So I had gone back to sleep and then I'm laying here.
In his restful sleep, I interrupt and then I instill fear and uncertainty and then I just hang up on him. And now it's on him to research and make sure that he filled out the correct time off request.
Somebody's phone is ringing.
Oh, Peter.
Your mama's calling.
Oh, Peter.
Anyway, so my phone was magneted to that desk right there. So it was loud, just like that, except in my face because I was laying right next to it. So I'm laying here. It's 8:30. I have fucking videos playing because I, you know, if it's early in the morning and I don't have to get up, I'm going to play YouTube videos and I'll fall asleep. And my phone will die, but it was plugged in. So I'm watching videos and I'm asleep at the same time. And I start hearing this. So I wake up and I'm like, hello. He goes, hey, are you at work? And I'm like, no, I'm not coming in until tomorrow.
Did you have this idea in your head, like, should I be?
Not yet. So I was like, well, yes and no. I was like, no, I'm not coming in until tomorrow. Because I do specifically remember telling the guys in the break room, I came back in. It was when we had our potluck. I said, hey, I'm going to be back on Thursday. The problem is they might not have heard it because there were 500 fucking people in there and we were having a potluck. So, but I did specifically remember that. So I was like, I remember saying I'm going to be back on Thursday, whether or not they knew it. I did have that in my brain as confirmed as if, because I had just spoken to a manager.
Right.
So, I was like, no, I'm coming back tomorrow. He goes, oh, I thought it was today. I was like, okay. Immediately fell back to sleep after the phone went dead.
That is, I'm jealous. I am so jealous of that ability.
I was dead.
Yeah, dude, I would have been like, I would have been panic mode.
Yeah. No. So like about an hour and a half later, I'm laying there and I go.
Like you got like pulled out of the Matrix.
And I fly into back into the apartment. I go to the living room and I pull my fucking thing out and it says 12-1 on my vacation request. I'm like, you fucking asshole.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I was fine.
Yeah.
All he had to do was look at his email. He printed it out for me after it was approved. All he had to do was look at it.
I was more concerned that my friend was like truant from the workplace.
I thought it was like, maybe the funeral like hit him hard and he like needed an extra day and maybe our manager had neglected to inform me that he was taking another day. So I didn't know. I just didn't know.
And it's not uncommon for vital details to be left out in our clown factory.
Mm-hmm.
So we make a lot of clowns.
Was our manager even there today?
No.
Is he dead?
No.
The fuck is going on with that guy?
They don't get to take vacation days on regular holidays.
That's you're right. So he had to come in on Thanksgiving?
no, but the Saturday.
Oh, okay.
He had to be here, where part of the team didn't.
I gotcha. So
he got to. He was given a displaced holiday, I think is the best way to
put it.
So he didn't get to take off the regular day everyone else did, so he got a different day that everyone else was forced to be here. He just got to jet, which isn't too bad.
Speaking of Jet, did you watch Cowboy Bebop yet?
No.
It's
You've seen the original though, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What did you think? Did you see the live action?
I didn't even bother.
Okay. Because
I heard it was trash, and I was like, cool, well.
Okay, because I've seen the first episode of the original, and then I never ended up going back to it. I want to. It's on my list. I just really haven't been able to remember it.
Was the first episode the Red Eye one?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I like that one.
So, but from what I remembered watching that first episode, I watched the first episode of this live action because somebody we work with, Nicole, told me he really liked it.
And well, she's not to be trusted.
No, but Nicole's he was the one that informed me it exists. So I was like, well, I gotta check this out. It sounds awesome, especially if it's got like American actors. It's made in America. It's not over the top live action anime.
Yeah.
Where they try to the adaptations. Yes.
Yeah, their animation tries to match the level of.
Here's what I'll say, as somebody who's not a diehard fan of the original. It fucking stays true to the fucking cheesiness of that show in a way that's not bad.
It's like endearing cheese.
I found it endearing. You could find it offensive, though. If you really like the show, you could find it very offensive. I found it absolutely hilarious.
Did you just watch the first episode?
Yeah.
There's a character that comes in later in the series that's like way over the top.
The little one?
Yeah.
Zany. When I saw her, I was like, I don't want to watch want to finish the show.
Which I just feel like would not translate well
to
real life.
I've seen clips of her on the live action. I did too. I don't want
to
see it.
I was like, I'm not about to watch that.
Talking about Ed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But I found...
Who did they cast as the corgi?
A pit bull.
Yes. No.
Represent. Actual pit bull.
Pit bull. Mr. Worldwide.
Gasoline.
That's not pit bull.
It's the same.
You're racist.
It should be like Danny DeVito or something.
I'd watch that.
I would too.
If Alfred exists, the fucking Hobbit guy, Frodo Baggins, dog, imaginary friend thing. Is it Alfred?
Not me.
Is that what it's called?
What is happening?
I don't know. It's not me.
I'm asking what he's talking about.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I'm sorry. I got distracted Elijah by the Wood. Phone buzz.
Elijah Wood.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wilfred.
Alfred Wilfred. It's so close.
It's so different.
Oh, the dog show.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
I want that except for Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito's the imaginary dog that harasses a poor man.
I wanted
that
to make a spin-off.
Funny, do you remember?
So you've seen Always Sunny, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen The Man Cheat.
Have I seen Always Funny? That's like my favorite show. I talk about it all the time.
Always Funny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's probably more accurate.
Always Funny in
Philadelphia. So you and I can take our pride elsewhere while this heathen burns in hell.
You're a real Charlie. You know that?
You make a lot of clowns at the factory.
You're literally just a Friends fanatic, but for a different show. Fucker.
Yeah, but this is good.
Yeah, it doesn't matter though. This is a good show.
I can't deny that. It is a good show. I'm just not into it.
Have I seen Always Funny?
That's the first time you've actually said that you weren't into it. I appreciate your honesty.
I've been saying that since forever.
You said the female just lead being was not hot.
She's fucking ugly as fuck and turns me off
the
show.
She is not that unattractive.
Yeah, she is.
She is the character.
For 40-something years old, she's pretty attractive.
She is her character.
She's ugly as fuck.
She's supposed to look the way she is.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't like her and I don't like looking at her.
So you say that you need like a bubblegum pop princess.
Yes, I need somebody who's not annoying and stupid like the chick from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, but like,
I need somebody
like a normal person.
Yeah. That's fine, she's still ugly. I need somebody that looks like the chick from Big Bang Theory, but isn't fucking annoying like her character in Big Bang Theory. Just give me that, and I'll watch the fucking show.
No one's gonna give you that.
Gross on it, and I don't like looking at her. Also, I'm not a big fan of her brother in that show.
He's not funny. Nothing he says in that show is funny. I feel
he's
like
not
he's just
to
there.
Be funny. It's the fucked up stuff that he does that's funny.
I don't find
Dennis?
Anything about him funny.
Dennis is my favorite.
Charlie's the best character in that show.
100%. He's the
sweetest.
I
like Charlie too, but Dennis is my personal favorite.
Charlie McDennis, 1 and 2
are incredible.
I just
think he's like progressively more and more sociopath.
Yeah, because of all the,
funny to
all
me.
The Charlie work that he does, all the chemicals that he huffs on a regular basis, I'm sure is what's causing his decline. And I love it. I love watching this train wreck.
I'm also on season one, like the worst season of any show.
Yeah, you have to make it past season one.
That's not a thing that you can just say, like, well, you got to read the first 7 books because the 8th one's fucking great. That doesn't...
I mean, it's a little different.
I mean, The Office was the same way.
No,
season one of
season
The Office
was
kind of bad.
Good.
Of The Office?
I've
been told by multiple people
the last, the last
season
one.
Sucks.
The last
it
one.
Sucks, but the last one is the worst, and the first one is also not second worst. It's pretty good. Like, it starts off in a mid, and it gets higher and higher, and then it drops off in the last season. Sunny starts off pretty fucking low.
You can also just start at season 2 for Sunny.
You can also lick my taint.
I'll do that when you watch season 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
I'm pulling it up right now. This I'm gonna get this tape lit.
He already has like the whole fucking series torrented, and he was just waiting for this one ultimatum to get laid down.
Get the fuck out of my fucking studio. I want to watch this shit. Bend over, motherfucker.
Wait, are you telling him to bend over?
Yeah, you're the one that has to bend over, not me.
Let's say, how's the taint going to
live? Where's the taint?
The taint's back in the elbow, right?
Wait, why is he bending over to lick my weenus? Just for posterity.
Fantastic.
That mouse is real scared right now.
Why would you know that? How would you
know
that?
Because we're yelling so loud. Well, I'm yelling so loud.
That it can hear you at all the way your home?
We exist in a space that
we
is neither here nor there. It isn't my home.
We exist in the prism.
It's the prism. We exist in the prism. There's a mouse in my home, and there's a mouse in the prism. It may or may not be the same mouse, and it may not be
diagram
the same
of dimensions.
Place. There you go. We exist. This is a spaceship, and we are on our way to see
season 2.
We inhabit the
it's always sunny.
We inhabit the eternal plane of existence. We are in both realms. We are neither here nor there, but are there
nerd
at the same America time.
American people. I had a dream.
You gentlemen need to finish your freaking drinks.
Mine tastes like pickles.
Yeah, I watched you pour that into your glass and I was like, what a dumbass, is gonna taste like pickles.
Guys, we went one episode of Sober Russ, and now we're back on the train.
I'm proud of you.
Bang train.
You have to down half of it in your first gulp, you monster. You know the rules.
He forgot the rules because he hasn't been here in a month.
Yeah.
All right, Dad.
I didn't say the last 26
years. I got you a PlayStation game. That'll make up for it, right?
I got you a PS1 game.
It's Leader Shoot Larry.
I know there's like 5 PS
this
PlayStations,
I
but
I
figured the number
cigarettes.
I get you the number one. Because you're number one in my book, I think, right?
I can't read.
I can't read.
I'm a literate.
Oh, yeah. We're keeping this last one classic with a Bud Light.
Last one.
We still have
the next two are punishment.
What is Deep Eddie Sweet Tea?
Deep Eddie Sweetie? She is a sweetie.
So is this taint. Anyway,
Eric will find out soon enough.
Eric will find out soon enough.
Next episode.
You want some pickle tea?
We're going to walk into the studio next Wednesday, and we're going to see like the pegboard with all of the stuff, all
why
the strings
are you
and stuff.
On Wednesday?
I come every day.
Speaking of coming, what were you doing when I called you?
What are you talking about?
You sounded like you were in mid-climax when I called you earlier. Are you coming into work?
Oh, just like an hour ago?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
I'm hoping you were having sex or pooping, because there is no other reason you should sound that way.
I think I was starting to get up. I was like mid-crunch trying to get up off the couch because I was laying down on it. I think that's what happened.
So here's the thing.
So like classic, like,
so I hadn't talked to him in like a while since last week, mm-hmm. Wednesday.
That sounds right.
And we didn't talk about the show at all today when I did see him, because we were around people.
And we were busy as fuck.
Eric had texted me asking about the show, and I was like, yeah, we're doing it. And then I was thinking, I should probably ask Ben if he did. Just remind him. I don't know what's going on in his head. And so I call him, and I can only describe it, his tone, as slightly irritated, and the rest of it just kind of cummy.
You ever just have kind of a cummy sound to your voice?
He sounded like his skin was moist. Like, I don't know how else to say that. He sounded like I walked in on him fucking someone.
Huh.
So I was really intrigued to find out what you were doing. So are you evacuating from the front or the back? No, I'm asking right now.
No, I was laying on the couch playing Battle Cats on my phone and also watching...
Battle Cats?
Yeah.
So you were coming to a bunch of cartoon cats? Is that what you're saying? You were coming. That's a fact.
Are you coming to Cat Girls?
Always.
Anime Cat Girls. Don't lie.
It's like Neko Chan or something like that. I don't know.
Umami.
Umami?
Yeah.
Ooh, daddy. I'm pretty sure we already did that existence applied.
Yeah. If we didn't, there it is.
Yeah. It's in the books. It's in stone. I was doing that and I was watching like Best of South Park or something like that.
What a fucking lame existence. How do you sound like you're just in the middle of orgasming when you're watching?
It's a good show, man.
Why do you think?
It's a really good show.
Masturbating to Cartman.
Mr. Slave, sir.
Was it the episode where he sticks Britney Spears up his ass?
Or was it the episode where he
Paris.
Sticks
Tampon. Oh yeah, Paris.
They're the same person.
Yeah, whatever, same difference.
Yeah, that one. Eric knows the gerbil one. But yeah, anyhow, I don't know. I'm a cummy kind of guy. I'm an unfit man. I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't sound exhausted. You sounded invigorated, sweaty, and irritated that I was calling you at that specific time.
Because you interrupted his sesh.
That's what I'm saying. Sounded like I interrupted you either masturbating vigorously into somebody.
Right. And I feel like we're comfortable enough where we could be honest about that stuff, but that sincerely didn't happen.
Ouch. Was that like
Are
a
we not comfortable?
Backhanded slight?
No, I'm saying I don't have a reason to be dishonest about that.
So you're masturbating on the toilet. You agree?
No, I was on the couch.
You were masturbating on the couch? To Eric Cartman.
Sure. I guess if that's the most...
You heard it here first, folks. We got him.
Print it. It's the facts.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ben masturbates to drawings of fat children.
Oh! Why? Why you go there? Dude. No, leave it in. Don't edit that out.
I wasn't going to. That's content. It's not like you're saying you masturbate to pictures of real children. Because that's what you were not doing. YouTube?
What? Why would you even entertain it either way?
None of this is entertaining. Nobody's listening.
No, don't even entertain the idea, the fucking concept.
I'm not entertained by your promiscuous activities with kids.
All right. You're gonna get me fogled. fucking SWAT team is gonna kick my door in. And
at least you lose some weight, though.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, no, they wouldn't endorse me after that.
Somebody else is endorsing you. They're endorsing you.
I don't think
the doors are your cheeks. On your bottom.
I get it.
You know what we should start doing? We should start calling things when we're talking sexually, like trying to be sexy. We should start calling things by their proper name. Bottom.
Fanny.
Yeah.
Phallus.
Derriere.
I like your bottom cheeks.
Your orifice.
Let me.
It's an oral orifice. You get it?
Oral orifice. Oral orifice.
That sounds like a fish.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah, I guess so. What was that one thing that people that was mistaken for sirens or mermaids that sailors would go sleep with?
Sirens. Right?
No, but it's like a real thing, though.
No, like, what were they mistaking? What were they saying, the siren? Like, they were... There's the myth of the sirens, and what was it? It was manatees.
Manatees, okay.
Manatees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, oh, it's the most beautiful woman I've ever heard.
Well, yeah, it's the common, like, conclusion that people come to that it
that
wasn't
actually...
they sounded
like manatees?
No, that they weren't actually fucking women with gills. They were... fucking manatees because they hadn't seen women in a while. Apparently
they look close enough.
Really?
Apparently all women look like sea cows.
I guess. I don't know.
That is a commonly held belief. Like, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Also, how?
I've never heard of it.
Could you possibly confuse the two?
Well, I did see
maybe
a fish vagina
thirsty
this week.
I didn't know those existed. I thought they had like cloacas.
And let me tell you, fuck it.
It's pretty handsome.
Yep.
Nice.
It's a handsome badge.
I can appreciate
a
handsome
badge.
No,
we went to the aquarium. So I went to Ohio for a funeral.
Did it smell like fish?
Not at the funeral.
Good one.
God, this episode sucks.
No, it's pretty good. It's getting good.
I think this is one that's going to really make us famous.
Yeah. I think listener is going to stop when she hears this.
She hasn't stopped yet. She listened to the whole 2-hour episode with Jim.
You are a fucking trooper. You are a champion.
She did do it in two parts because like she texted me because I didn't put an announcement up. I was so busy. I didn't put an announcement up
on
Monday.
You slammed it up.
I just put it up last Monday, and then this Monday, nothing got put up, and then she messaged me about something that was said, like, 2 days ago, and so I was like, okay, so she's listening now, because I know she listened when I put it up, because she had said something earlier, and
right.
But yeah, so we got fucking hella listens to that. It was insane. Then we're at, like, 12.
Thanks, guys.
It's not our best, but by golly, it's not our worst, either. But no, so I went to the Cincinnati Aquarium. It's actually in Kentucky, but it's the same place. It's all Cincinnati. And I saw an actual female asshole.
I am sorry, dude.
For your first time?
No. Yeah, well,
they put a bandaid on that stuff,
for
man.
For my first time in public, yes, of a stranger.
You gotta say the in public part.
So, and I don't think my wife was, she wasn't really, like, she was right next to me when I saw it, but she didn't, I don't think she saw it, and I didn't really say anything about it. She was busy.
I'm gonna keep this to myself.
I'm so ready for you to elaborate.
Okay, so they have this area where you can pet stingrays and stuff. It's like this big pool, right?
All
right.
There's so many, like...
There's layers.
There's so many pictures that I'm picturing.
All right. So it's crowded around this pool, and everybody's kind of bent over trying to pet the stingrays. And I had backed off because I have already touched stingrays. It's not that cool. I'd done it once before at the zoo in Wisconsin. So I...
Listener,
you know,
go ahead and do it. Don't let this man lie to you.
No, it is. It's a cool experience. I had already done it. I was trying to give other people room, so I backed off.
Okay.
And my wife was really excited, so she was all up in there.
and there's like this part where you can go underneath the pool, and there's this like kind of space that you can come up inside the pool, and it's separate from the water. Like there's a big plexiglass dome that you can go into underneath the pool and kind of be
fish like swim over you and around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's kind
of
cool.
And one of her uncles had gone in there, so they were waiting for him to show up out of the tube. And my wife was up against there, and there was this, we'll call him a family. There was a female, a male, and a child in a stroller. So I assume they owned the child.
That's what it does.
Next to my wife, and I was standing back by my wife's other uncle, and he kind of nudges me, and he goes, "That's disgusting." And he's pointing at this female, and I look, and I had noticed her because she had come up next to me with her kid and her husband, I think, and her husband, who's missing like 7 of his 9 teeth, and like real hick people. And I noticed, like, not to be mean, but I noticed she shouldn't have been wearing leggings. She's pretty large and in charge, and the leggings were not, they were cottage cheese.
They weren't flattering.
You could see the cottage cheese through the leggings.
Oh no.
Like and she got very close to me. She kind of smelled, and I noticed her immediately when she got next to me. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh no.
And I noticed that she was wearing leggings. Okay.
Was.
No. Yeah. Wait. What do you mean was?
At the time, I'm saying like she was wearing leggings during the
she
situation.
She happens to be wearing leggings in the store.
So she's bent over to try to get her kid to pet the stingrays. And so my wife's uncle nudges me, and he goes, "That's disgusting." And I look. She wasn't wearing a thong. She wasn't wearing any underwear, and she bought her leggings from Walmart, and they were very, very see-through black leggings, and they were very tight. And I saw her asshole.
No, Kentucky. Kentucky, do better. Do better, Kentucky.
And
Texans don't do this shit. We love you, Texas. Tell your friends.
She's just adding to the exhibit with the chocolate starfish.
Robbie, what type of fish is that?
Because it was one of those things like a car accident rare. Where you can't really look away.
Yeah, but your like face involuntarily like wrinkles, like you're turning into one of those Daniel David Borneas.
And I didn't want her to feel bad. Like I felt so bad for her because I was like, somebody's got to tell her that they can see through it, but I'm not going to be the one.
You have to get a female to do
and
it.
And I found myself pulling my phone out and I'm about to take a picture. I was like, no, I shouldn't do that. Like, I literally stopped myself. I was like, no, that's mean.
Listener, Russell is
illegal.
In tears right now.
How is it illegal?
It's not illegal.
That is public. That is a public place. You can photograph
everything.
Have
you ever been on PeopleWalmart.com? That shit's not illegal. She's wearing clothes. They're just
okay, fine. Not illegal. Just
fucked up.
It's crass.
Just raw.
It's tasteless.
Yeah, so I didn't do it. But I was like, this will be funny. Because my whole thing was like, I got to show the guys.
Yep.
I've been here.
Like, my whole thing was, I got to show Ben and Eric.
Because no one's going to believe that story.
Yeah. But then I as I pulled my phone out, I was like, no, I can't do that. And I didn't tell her either.
You know what? I appreciate that. That wasn't quite a Goku move, but it was a Vegeta move. I can respect
what
that.
What a Goku move.
He would have run up and told him.
Hey, yeah. I can see your asshole.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
Excuse
what
Excuse me, miss.
And then fucking, what's her name? Bulma? No, that's Vegeta's bitch.
Yeah. Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi comes up and
Do you know
beats
what that
the
means?
Shit out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, boobs.
Yeah, big boobs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I saw her asshole.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so glad those leggings were there.
Kentucky, get your shit together. Oh, man.
Well, because, like, okay, so, like, because, like, there was a second where I was like, well, maybe she's just wearing a thong. Because it was while I was fucking full on, like, I can't. Eyes
closed. Like, I can't stop looking at this.
It's like a black hole. It draws your vision in. No light can escape. And you're like,
and so, like, in that, I mean, it was literally only, like, maybe two and a half seconds that I actually saw it in full. And it was cut up by me going, like, back and forth on it.
And your body literally starts seizing.
Yeah. But, in those seconds, I was like, maybe she's just, it's a thong and I'm seeing things. So I like got another glance. I'm like,
you have
made
to confirm.
A decision.
Yeah.
To not have a panty line.
Not only that, but her husband, partner, whatever he happens to be to her, let it happen.
He's 100%
he's
into that.
Guilty. He's the most guilty out of the situation.
Yeah.
He's 100% into that. I will say.
He's like, oh yeah, she smells right today. I'm about to get in that. Rap for the picking.
Oh, rap man.
For the dick.
Also, one more thing before we wrap up. Underwater Santa Claus. That's the picture I showed you before the show is a zoomed cropped image of me and my wife's family taking a picture with underwater Santa Claus.
I don't know what that is. I don't think I saw that picture.
The one that my brother compared to Weird Al Yankovic. He cropped most everybody out, but
okay.
That we got. So there was this thing, the shark tank.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a fucking Santa Claus wearing a fucking oxygen tank, just like mall Santa-ing. Like the kids would come up, sit in front of the tank, and he had a mic in his mask, and he would ask the kids what they want for Christmas. But the best part was, is there's a guy dressed as an elf wearing an oxygen tank behind him, not looking out at the people like Santa was. He was watching the sharks, and he had a big ass candy cane.
To poke him away.
Yes! Yes!
I would love to have that job. Do you imagine, you could imagine being like the guy, like your job description is shark poker. That's the most metal job
I'm
ever.
I'm convinced, we were sitting there for a good 45 minutes to an hour while my wife was in line and I was sitting off to the side waiting for them to get in. And I was studying that candy cane. I was like, I was pretty sure by the end of it, that was a boomstick. Which do you know what a boomstick is?
Is it a one-shot shotgun?
Yes. It's pressure fire shotgun. So you put a 12-gauge shell in it, and then if you hit the end on something, it triggers and goes off. And it's for sharks. They were made for sharks, for people, not snorkeling, scuba divers, mm-hmm. to kill sharks when they're getting attacked. I guarantee that's what it was. He never used it like that. And the reason I say that is he never poked the shark with the end of it. He would set it in front of them, like he would angle it in front of them every time they got close to Santa Claus. He never poked them. What are we looking at here?
I'm looking at you through the mirror because I can't see you.
Okay. I was about to like stop the whole cast and be like,
so if you ever notice, like, I make eye contact with Ben, right. But I can't see Russ because this, you know, the foam thing is in the way. So I look at Russ through the mirror.
That's awesome.
So every time Russ is talking, I'm like, it looks staring like I'm off. Just looking off into the distance, not paying attention.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at you through the mirror.
Yeah, that's
so awesome.
I really the whole time was hoping a shark would start attacking so I'd see one, so I'd shoot a shark explode in front of these like fucking 300 kids.
Oh, that'd be pretty badass.
I had a fucking migraine. Like the minute we got there, I started having a migraine.
Oh,
and
that
so
sucks.
I was done. And this Santa Claus was repeating the same shit over and over and over with every kid that came and sat in front of him. And he had this big book. And like his fucking mannerisms, his tone, everything, word for word,
just
so scripted and so exact every time. I honestly wanted to fucking kill myself.
I hate
that.
And
so, like, I'm just sitting there, like, fucking this shark better eat this Santa Claus's ass right now.
Bite him right in the beard.
I want these children to cry.
All right. Like, comment, subscribe, the whole shebang. Make sure you tell your friends about us. You know, the holidays are a season of giving and sharing. Share those.
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Give us a Yelp review.
Because that really
put
helps.
Me on Zomato.
And I'm going to announce that on the beginning of the next episode.
All right, don't
this
get caught naked.
This was 2 hours, was it?
No.
No, okay. It was like an hour and a half.
An hour and 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Something like that.
Bye.
Penis.
I could smell it.